Good morning there, brothers and sisters. Hey, Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. The broken pieces of your heart. Peace, something we strive for. We desire it. We crave it. Why is peace so lacking in society, in the church, and in our hearts today? Peace is not the absence of turmoil, my friends. It is the presence of a mighty God, midlife, and its messiness. According to Merriam-Webster, peace means a state of tranquility or quiet. In scripture, shalom, the Hebrew word for peace, means to be made complete or whole. I kind of love that definition. Do you see that even in our brokenness, Jesus is present. He is not only there, but he makes us whole and complete through his love and forgiveness. He offers us peace. It's a beautiful gift from our Savior. Let's start at the beginning. You know, we cannot attain peace by ourselves. It is only through Jesus that we can receive the ultimate and complete peace and healing. We are sinners in need of a Savior, and we were bought by the blood of Jesus. At the point of salvation, we give Jesus our heart and becomes the Lord of our lives. He offers us his mighty love and forgiveness. He is now the one in control. However, our hearts are sick and hurt. Picture your heart like a shattered piece of glass. We are a complex people with many different struggles and sins. Imagine each broken piece is one of your battles. You can even name them: addiction, control, your past, relationships, marriage, finances, etc. These fragments make us who we are. If Jesus is the Lord of our life, then we surrender all of our heart, so he can bring total healing and make us whole, right? But it isn't that easy. In reality, we give Jesus our heart, but soon we take pieces back one by one. Pieces that we do not want to give up just yet. These shards begin to consume us and become burdens of worry and anxiety. We simply do not have room for the peace that Jesus so freely gives. We do not have room because we choose to carry our burdens instead. Once we realize that we cannot do it on our own and completely submit all the shattered pieces to Jesus, then there is space to accept the gift of peace that he offers us. So once you surrender the broken pieces of your heart and make room for the peace of Christ today, amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all we have a most awesome, blessed, and groovy day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.